Hey, dumbass, open the door. Are you awake? Come on, open the door. I need to ask you something. I'm not gonna ask again. This is your last warning. Okay, you asked for it. 1, 2, 3.
Don't you? Of course I kicked the door open. How else would you be able to listen to me with those big-ass headphones on? I would not call Mom if I were you. Are you using your computer? Actually, it doesn't matter. Move, I need to use it. What do I want? Well, how convenient of you to finally touch on that subject. That's exactly what I came here for. If you could be so kind, would you get up and sit on the bed? Look, I'm not asking. This is an order. You better get up now. There. Don't say I didn't warn you. Yeah, I did just punch you in the gut. Interrupt me one more time, and it'll be your nuts next. Sure, go ahead. While you're at it, tell Mom that when Dad and her went on that business trip last month, you would put on hentai in the living room and jerk off on the couch the second you got home from work. Butt naked and everything. Don't try to bullshit me. You're talking to the eyewitness, dumbass. I didn't have soccer practice that week. I told you that I did because I didn't want to hear you beating your meat downstairs, you disgusting little virgin. Speaking of which, could you explain what the fuck this is? Maybe I could beat your head against the screen. Would that give you any clue?
Ugh, how do you know about this?
You little piece of shit. I should beat you up right now. Why do you have a fucking tier list with all my friends on it? What do you mean by that? Yes, they're all my friends. That's Gigi, Ivy, Allie, Lilith. You didn't know. Or are you just trying to convince me that you didn't? Like, what is this? Some sort of pervert fucking hobby you have? Come on, speak up. You had a lot to say a few minutes ago. Look, I am not going to beat around the bush anymore. I know you've been fucking my friends. I've known for a while, actually. Look, I'm not gonna beat around the bush anymore. I know you've been fucking my friends. I've known for a while, actually. One day we're making fun of you on the car ride home, and on the other, they're asking when can we have a sleepover at my house. You better wipe that smile off your face. No, I'm not telling Mom. Do you really think I would come all the way here just to go downstairs and spill all the dirt I have on you? What am I, 12? No, you won't get out of this so easily, and you better not be thinking about bargaining with dishes and laundry. No, I have another thing on my mind. You see, I have a question for you. Why my friends? Ababa, no need to answer. It was a rhetorical question. I know why you only fuck my friends. They're easier. As in, they were the only women that were close enough for a shut-in loser like you to have a conversation with. And somewhere in that time, you charmed them with your, I don't fucking know, Warhammer figures and hundreds of hours on Monster Hunter, I guess. And even worse, after you were able to get those Cheeto dust sausage fingers on them, my friends not only keep coming back, they tell each other about it. Preaching the word of the sweet taste of nerdy meat that lives inside my home. You know, I gotta say, it's pretty smart. It's like your own little pyramid scheme of pussy. Though, to be honest, I probably should have seen it coming. Those girls are very easy. But I bet it made you feel awesome, right? By the second friend, you probably started feeling like Hugh fucking Hefner, didn't you? Let's see. Do you mind if I sit beside you? Let me tell you something. You know, I've been keeping notes and photos on your little virgin loser activities. And it would be such a shame if my friends looked at it. And I'm not talking about the friends you fucked, no. They would probably love to fight for that top spot. I'm talking about the ones who value themselves enough to not find a virgin gooner like you cute enough to fuck. Hey, I did tell you I was gonna punch you in the nuts if you interrupted me one more time. As I was saying, if I were to spread those pictures around, no one would be able to unsee them. In the next week or so, you'd either have to try your luck with my friends, which I won't be bringing home for a sleepover anytime soon, or you'll have to transfer to another college in another state and hope for the best. Yeah, what a terrible thing that would be. But there is a way you could escape this fate. Do you want to know what it is? Good choice. Well, before I tell you, all this talking has made me tired, and I need a more comfortable place to stretch. Lay your back on the bed and let me sit right on top of you. There we go. Nothing better than getting a nice stretch. Why are you looking at me like that? I'm not doing anything. Speaking of which, what do you think of this outfit? I know it's way less fabric than I usually wear, but yesterday's weather forecast said that today was going to be pretty warm, so, you know, I anticipated. Don't you think it's kind of cute? Aw, you really are a deer in headlights, aren't you? All right, I'll stop beating around the bush. Listen to me. And I want you to listen very attentively. Over the last month or so, I could not get out from a room for a second without overhearing a conversation about how thick your cock is or how good you are in bed. And I would be grossed out. But the way they talk about it, it got me curious. And that's your fault, so you'll have to take responsibility. Yeah, I'm serious. I wouldn't be here sitting on your lap if I wasn't. Fuck. I'm barely moving and you're already getting hard. I don't know if that's a compliment or proof of how virgin you are. Having sex doesn't take away your virgin attitude. Sorry. For example, I bet that I can make you come before I even take my clothes off. And if I do, I will proceed to use you however I want, without any regard for how empty your balls will be. But I suppose that in the unlikely event that you don't jizz in your pants, you could use me for a minute or two. Deal? That squeaky, out of breath, yeah, really assures confidence. Let me hold on to your shoulders. Oh, fuck. This is gonna be more challenging than I thought. This is more and more feeling like a shot in the foot. Even with your clothes in the way, I can feel your dick. Fuck, I can outline the shape. The tip made me wish I didn't have my shorts on right now. Yeah, nice try. Let's see if you can handle more of me. What's the matter, little bro? Is it getting hard to handle my ass? Or maybe is it that the only girl you've always wanted on your list is right on top of your cock? Is that it? I hit the jackpot, didn't I? Oh my, Your own stepsister? Is that why you always favored the living room for your fun? Were you hoping that I would get a peek? Don't you have any shame? Oh, that whimper. Shit. Now I get why you were always targeting my friends. Now it all makes sense. You couldn't get your hot stepsister. That would be so weird and so wrong. So each and every single one of her friends it is. Oh, aren't you shameless? Dirty. Shame. Fuck. Shame on you. Little brother. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Moan louder for me, please. Mom's not home. I wouldn't be here doing all this shit if she were. Now come on. Moan louder. Shit. Fuck. Fuck, yes. Go on. Come. Come for me. Come for me. Go on. There we go. I finally got you. What? Did you forget about our bet? Yeah, you lost, buddy. Let me feel your heartbeat. I bet it's pumping out of your chest. Damn. Need a glass of water? Some 5 minutes too. I'm barely starting, sweetheart. Brace yourself. Come on, get your pants off and clean yourself up. I don't have all day. Jeez, took you long enough. Okay, that's enough. Now, let's see. Where should I start? What's up with that embarrassed look on your face? It's almost like you didn't just come in your pants after being dry humped. You know, I think I know what the issue is. You're getting shy because you're half naked, and here I am, standing fully clothed, isn't it? Yeah, I figured. Well, I believe in fairness. An eye for an eye, pants for pants. I ruined yours, I should take off mine. What, do you think that's a good deal? Bold, aren't you, you little fucker? All right, look carefully, because you won't get to see this again so soon. Let me just turn my back towards you, and I'll grab the elastic band of these skin-tight shorts and very slowly pull it all the way down. Enjoying the view? Yeah, that's what I thought. Hey, think fast. Sucker. All right, now lift your legs until your knees hit your shoulders. You heard me. Come on, do it quick. Oh, look at that. Your cock is getting hard again. Now you're getting points from me. Now stay still while I mount you. Fuck. You ready? Ugh. Shit! Oh, fuck, so thick. Damn it. Fuck. Oh, Jesus. Holy fuck. You should look at your face right now. I bet I'm so much better than any of my friends, aren't I? I am, right? Tell me I am. Come on, please. Tell me I am. Holy shit. I'll move faster now. Fuck.
So thick. Holy shit. Oh my god. Yeah. You like that? Oh fuck. Oh my god, yes. Oh god, fuck, you feel so fucking good. I thought they were just saying this shit to rile me up. Fuck. Fucking shit. Give me your hair. Yeah. I need something to hold on to. Fuck. Come on. Ugh. Fuck. Holy fuck. Shit. Fuck. Why didn't I ever walk in on you before? Fucking shit. I could have had this dick so much earlier. Wait. I'm sorry to stop all of a sudden. My hips are getting tired. Huh? Say that again. Well, if you think you've got it, sure, get up. Finally, it's my turn to rest. Come on, stick it back in deep. Don't just tease me like that. You really want me to insult the shit out of you again, don't you? Fine, if that's how you like it. Stick your disgusting fucking dick back inside my pussy, you deplorable little piece of shit. Or else, did you seriously ask me what else? Give me your fucking neck again. If you don't fuck me like the brain-dead moron you are in the next 10 seconds, I swear to you that I will do everything in my power to make sure that everyone knows how much of a disgusting porn addict you are. You will only be able to fuck me if I ever decide to give you permission again. Do you hear me? Fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, fuck, fuck. Deep. Come on. Deep. Holy fucking shit, I actually hate how fucking good this feels. Don't slow down. Come on. Go harder, you. Fuck me harder, you asshole. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, so good. Yes. Harder. Oh, God, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Harder, harder. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Fuck. Oh. Holy shit. I'm gonna come. Fuck. You're going to. Fuck. Pull out that idiot. Good. Take my socks off and stick your dick in between my feet. Finally getting better at following orders. Come on, move your hips. I'm still tired. You can hold on to my ankles if you need it. Fuck, this is even hotter somehow. You seem like you love this even more than when you were inside of me. Rude. Come on, little bro. Come for me, will you? Come on, shoot your load on your big sister. Paint my tummy with your cum. Yeah, you like grinding your cock on my feet? God, you're such a fucking little pervert. Oh yeah, you close. Come on, can do it. There we go. Finally, so warm. Do you have any more for me? Are you sure? All right, that's good to hear. Now go sit on that chair and put me on the to-do list. So how am I looking? Are you sure that's my rating? That's better. Your cum also gets an S tier. You know, that wasn't half bad. Did I say that? I don't remember, so I keep my statement. Look, I don't think I need to say this, but I keep my promises. I'm not going to tell anyone about your tier list or whatever, but you did kind of give me an idea. Well, let's just say you might expect a sleepover next week. How does that sound? I see. Don't say anything. See you later, virgin. Oh, you better fix that door soon. Anyone could walk in here. Bye.